Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
On paper, the Tar Heels will be still playing on Sunday. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The statistics and comparable records make UNC a slight favorite tonight against Wisconsin in the first-round NCAA game. One fact that is often underrated is how the teams have done over the last third of the season, say the last 10 games. The Heels are 6-4, the Badgers 3-7. But trending opponents can reverse that in the first half of the game. So it comes down to comparisons, and these teams couldn't play more different styles with one commonality. Neither has a big scorer. Their top three scorers combined to average about 11 points. We're bigger around the basket, so most teams don't shoot as well against us, Roy Williams says. But we're not taking teams out of their offenses or turning them over enough. We don't want to let them do what they want to do, but we haven't had a lot of success doing that. Wisconsin is older and wiser, with six of its top eight players seniors. UNC is younger and seemingly more talented. Carolina likes to run, and Wisconsin would prefer to control tempo if they cannot score in transition. Their comparative scoring and defensive differentials are almost a wash. The Tar Heels shoot a little better from the floor. The Badgers are considerably better from the three-point line. Traditionally, Wisconsin is one of the best at avoiding turnovers and foul trouble. This season, Carolina is one of the worst in the ACC in giving it away and committing foolish fouls. The Badgers get to the free throw line more often and make a better percentage than do the Tar Heels. The biggest differential is in rebounding, where Williams' team is one of the best in the country, while Greg Gard's team is one of the worst in the Big Ten. Rebound margin says it all. Plus 10 compared to minus 2. Carolina recovers 40% of its missed shots, which accounts for the offensive rebounding differential and the Tar Heels' highest shooting percentage. But they are far more streaky shooters than Wisconsin. Both teams play and defend hard, but sides will matter. All in all, Carolina's talent and size differential should be enough to keep playing on Sunday. But against Baylor is a far different story. This is Archansky. See ya.